Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode on Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I want to discuss something that's really much more for the grown-ups than for children, but I think it also applies to children as we are all human beings, and this is an issue of our humanity. And I'd like to start by saying it's very important for us to stay strong, and it's important for us to be safe. But if we overprotect our hearts, then we're blocking the ability to self-express, and we're also blocking the receiving of love. And sometimes what we do is we overprotect our hearts because we're really afraid. We're really afraid of getting hurt. But for me, the greatest hurt is to deny myself all of life's learning lessons, which includes overcoming hurt and feeling pains and despair. So I am of the philosophy, I'd rather love than lost than never love at all. And so if I am so afraid of getting hurt that I deny the ability for love to come in, I think that's the greatest punishment that I give to myself. And I wanted to address this because people have been writing to me at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com, and I have really felt like what so much of the information that I'm getting, it really addresses fear and how we protect ourselves and how we identify with our own fear and then we put it on our children. And that's the relationship between why I'm speaking to you today about this grown-up phenomena, but it's also about children. How do we teach our children to not be full of fear? Because fear is completely limiting and paralyzing. And the opposite of fear, which is the ability to feel safe, and I don't know exactly what the opposite is, but some positive emotion like love or self-expression or something that allows us to fully embrace life and to know that sometimes I might, in quotation marks, fail, but that failing is only in that moment. Maybe I didn't achieve my goal, but I'm never failing as long as I'm making an effort towards movement of some sort of achievement. See, I believe that. So you as grown-ups have to model not being afraid because we don't want our children to be limited by fear, and we teach them to be afraid. So how do you balance protecting yourself and staying safe while having a certain kind of inner fearlessness, which doesn't mean you're not cautious, and it doesn't mean you're not careful. You're not running into the street when cars are coming because you're so unafraid. But what you're doing is you're saying, I'm willing to take this risk. I'm willing to try to get a promotion in my job, even though it's going to be very challenging. Maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't, but I'm not afraid. And if I don't get it, I'm not failing because the trying and the believing in myself and the having self-love and feeling self-worth and self-validation is all evidence of my successes. So I really want you to try this week to see if you can start to recognize fear in yourself and how that fear could limit you. In that moment of recognition, see if you can align yourself in a way that can start to take little baby steps towards changing that fear into some sort of positive movement. And then model that for your child by noting and marking. You can say, the other day I had some fear about blah, 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 and yet I saw that and I felt like I don't want to model that for you and I don't want to live like that in myself, and therefore I did this, this, and this. And so if you are afraid to, let's say, try out to get a part in the play, I understand that, but just see that by not even trying, if it's something you really, really want to do, you're already giving up and you're denying yourself an opportunity that maybe you, if you tried, you would get it. So to me, you're kind of losing in the sense that if you know that you could try something and it may or may not work, you're at least moving towards the success of moving towards it. If you give up before you move towards it, you're already failing. That's what failing is. So to not be so afraid that we don't try, and to understand that in my fierce independence, I may be feeling proud that I'm so able to do everything on my own, but it may be a cover up for fear that I'm not allowed to be letting myself be vulnerable to receive the help and aid, because I'm so afraid that if I depend on someone, then what happens if they're not there? So there's a lot to discuss and a lot to unpack, and I really want you to continue to communicate with me at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com, and I will respond to this because it's such a big topic, and we do this in our love life situations, and we do it in our work life situations. And the one component that is most critical and most essential and so obviously clear is that if I have self-love, if I have self-worth, if I have self-respect, then my fear is going to get more limited all the time. I will be less and less fearful if I have self-love, because if I love myself, I can withstand anything. If I have self-respect, I can withstand anything. And if I have self-worth, knowing that I'm going to get what I deserve, and I deserve the best, and so do you. So let's all move in that direction, and let's teach ourselves to have some freedom from our own fears. Note and mark that for our children so they can have freedom from theirs. Until next time, please feel free to visit me at learnwithmeremotely.com and communicate with me at learnwithmeremotely@gmail.com. And feel free to see my author's page, Dr. Mindy Shaw Paperbacks, at Amazon. Thank you. Until next time.